This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tim Little reporting for Yes Factor on Joy 94.9, and I'm joined by Adam Bandt, Federal Greens member for Melbourne. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, big thank you to the Greens for going to bat for us in the High Court.
Well, we gave it a crack. The argument we ran was that there was no constitutional justification for spending the money on this ridiculous, non-binding and offensive postal survey. We lost that argument, unfortunately. The argument wasn't about, I guess, the political rights and wrongs of running something like a question of human rights via a non-binding opinion poll. It was sort of a strict constitutional argument. Didn't win. So sadly, we're now all living through this awful process, but we gave it a red hot go.
You must be pretty upset. You guys tried to introduce your own bills into Parliament, which were rejected. Now we're stuck with this vote.
Look, we've been pushing for legislation in Parliament for a while. We've had bills in the Senate. I've had bills in the lower house from myself and co-sponsored with other members of the crossbench. We've had votes as early as the Parliament of 2010. Sadly, we've lost when we've put it to a vote, in part because the other parties tend to either all vote against it or they split. We think the simplest way of resolving this issue is to do what they've done in most other countries, which is just put it to a vote, give people a free vote or a conscience vote, and I reckon if we did that, we'd have it passed. We probably would have had it passed years ago. The Conservative forces have done their utmost to try and stop that vote from happening, which is very, very disappointing. So, yep, we would much rather have been put to a vote a while ago, but we're in this for the long haul.
Now, the Greens opposed a plebiscite on several accounts in Parliament, and now we're stuck with this postal vote. Do you think a standard plebiscite would have been better?
No, look, I think you don't put questions of basic human rights out to an opinion poll. You don't put them out to a vote. You say we are going to do what we're elected to do as lawmakers, and that is remove discrimination from our laws. So we've been pretty strong in saying you don't unleash the kind of hate speech that we've seen coming up in recent weeks. And, you know, I've got to say, the stories that I'm hearing from members of the LGBTIQ community are pretty distressing and devastating. I know a lot of people are taking a bit of time out to just look after themselves after a lot of personal attacks, and I think that's really important that people look after themselves at this time. We've steadfastly said, because it will require people to go have their relationships judged, have their sense of self judged, put through this awful process, that we just wanted to get it done in Parliament. So I don't know. Look, I don't think I'd say that one particular kind of plebiscite might have been better than another particular kind. I think it's we should just get on and vote for it.
You know, it's really sad. You hear about a Melbourne man who was assaulted while decorating bollards with rainbows and lots of positive messages and that kind of thing. A 16-year-old trans person was strangled in Hobart. You know, windows were smashed and Nazi symbols left on houses. You must be pretty upset, as I am, that it's come to this.
Look, and then when you hear the stories of helplines and people who've been offering counselling, often on a volunteer basis, I might say, because there's been pretty dramatic underfunding of services for the LGBTIQ community. Yes, when you hear all of those stories, look, I'm a politician. I get paid to engage in robust debate and have myself challenged, but that's not what everyone else has signed up for. And we know very, very clearly, you know, if you're a kid growing up in a country town, working out who you're attracted to, the message that you need to hear from your parliament and from everyone else around you is that you're supported and you're loved. And instead, people, you have no choice but to, because we're not in control of this. It comes across the airwaves, the television or the radio, or it gets encountered in the street. And the stories that I hear from members of the community are really distressing. And look, it's part of the reason that we fought this in the High Court, and we really feel for people who are having to go through it, and we're standing with you. But I'm hopeful, I'm really hopeful that coming out of this on the other side is that we get a really strong yes vote, which we can't take for granted, but let's hope that we do, and we work really hard and that we do. And if we do that, look, there's the flip side that we might come out of this with wedding bells before Christmas.
That would be fantastic. But I've got to say, given all the problems with the integrity of the survey, you hear about mail being destroyed or stolen, do you actually think the survey result will be respected?
Well, we already know that members of the coalition have said that whatever the result is, that they'll continue to vote no, which makes you wonder about what's the point of a non-binding opinion poll in the first place. And yes, there's been some pretty distressing stories about ballots not being received or going missing, and which is part of the reason that we never should have had a postal survey in the first place. I mean, it's not done on a scientifically valid basis. If you want to do an opinion poll, there are much better and cheaper ways of doing it than this one. It was all just a delaying tactic by the Conservatives in the government.
So what do you think will happen if it comes back as no? And what will the Greens do?
Well, we're campaigning for a yes, and we're devoting all our resources at the moment to campaigning for a yes. And we've run in roll to vote campaigns, and we've got we're out door knocking regularly in Melbourne, and we've got posters up, and we're making it crystal clear that this is like a very, very important thing to do. That people need to put their fill out their survey, send it back. If it comes back the other way, then I think everyone is going to have to regroup a bit and work out where to go from here. It won't dampen our resolve to try and get legislation through the parliament, because at the end of the day, it's the right thing to do. And at the end of the day, we've got discrimination in our laws, and that has to be removed. And just because the Conservatives managed to get a non-binding opinion poll done in an unscientific way that as part of a delaying tactic isn't going to deter me from campaigning for equal rights.
That's fantastic. And look, do you think this is a slippery slope for the government trying to push these things through with a survey that people didn't want and spending money?
Well, we've always argued that there's better things to spend the money on, and that's not the primary thing that's bad with this survey, but it's certainly one of them. Look, I think the government knows in their heart of hearts that it's really just a delaying tactic. It's, you know, they don't even, looking at Malcolm Turnbull speak about this, it's almost like he struggles to keep a straight face, because he's clearly just doing whatever Tony Abbott and all the Conservatives have told him to do. We probably won't see something like this happen again, precisely because this is just about the Conservatives, who Malcolm Turnbull won't stand up to, trying their best to delay it. But can I say the flip side is that if it comes back with a resounding yes, it probably sends the Conservatives off packing for a very, very long time.
And Adam, have you posted your vote?
Yeah, I have. It took a week or so before it arrived, and I was starting to get worried, and I thought maybe I was one of those who hadn't received it yet. I filled mine out straight away and posted it back. And look, if people haven't got their ballot yet, you've really got to get onto the ABS to get it straight away, because it ought to have arrived by now. But I did what I've been advising other people to do, and that is fill it out and return it the same day.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Adam Bandt from the Greens.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.